Sinclair Broadcasting Group has ordered its television stations to air a film attacking John Kerry's anti-war activism after he returned from Vietnam. Sinclair stations reach a quarter of the American population. Democrats object to the move. They filed complaints with the Federal Communications Commission and the Federal Election Commission. NPR's John McChesney has the story.
The anti-Kerry film will air on all 62 of Sinclair's stations, some of which are in closely contested states like Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Florida. This is not the first time Sinclair has been in the news about its news practices. Earlier this year, it ordered its 7 ABC stations not to air Nightline's Ted Koppel reading the names of military personnel who had died in Iraq. The film, Stolen Honor, was made by former Washington Times reporter Carlton Sherwood. The film features Vietnam veterans and POWs, as well as their wives, saying that Kerry's testimony before the Senate in 1971 demeaned them and prolonged their imprisonment in Vietnam.
It was his evil American soldier on a bloody rampage that filled the screens and lined the pockets of producers of films like Apocalypse Now, Platoon, and Casualties of War. He wrote the first draft of history, not of Vietnam, but of those who fought there. And his was a history of shame and cruelty, dishonor, and unspeakable barbarity. But was it the truth? Or were all Vietnam veterans slandered, their honor stolen?
Two of the men appearing in the film also appeared in the controversial Swift Boat Veterans television commercial that earlier impugned Kerry's Vietnam record. In a conference call with reporters, Democratic National Committee Chairman Terry McAuliffe said that Sinclair was acting as a mouthpiece for the Republican Party rather than a legitimate news outlet.
Sinclair's owners aren't interested in news. They're interested in pro-Bush propaganda. But the decision to air Stolen Honor is a new low. The so-called film, Stolen Honor, Wounds That Never Heal, is garbage.
The DNC says Sinclair is making an illegal in-kind donation to the Bush campaign by airing the program. 18 Democratic senators wrote to the FCC asking that it investigate whether Sinclair's plan was an improper use of the public airwaves. Former FCC Chairman Reed Hunt agrees that it is improper.
Is there any likelihood that the FCC will intervene in this case?
You can always hope they'll do the right thing.
Hunt says that many FCC chairmen have faced difficult questions during national elections.
In 1996, when I was the chairman, Ross Perot came to me and said, will you help me get fair treatment from the networks who are refusing to sell me ad time? Well, I'm not a Ross Perot fan, but, you know, you do the job that you're supposed to do. So I stepped in and did get the networks to sell him the time.
For its part, Sinclair insists that the program is a legitimate news program. Mark Hyman, a Sinclair vice president, said this to the Associated Press. Would they suggest that our reporting a car bomb in Iraq is an in-kind contribution to the Kerry campaign? Would they suggest our reporting on job losses is an in-kind contribution to the Kerry campaign? It's the news. It is what it is. End quote. On its website, Sinclair has posted a note saying that the exact format of this unscripted event has not been finalized, and characterizations regarding the content are premature and are based on ill-informed sources. Sinclair has said that it has invited John Kerry to appear following the film. So far, the Kerry campaign has not rejected the offer. John McChesney, NPR News.